And we know that God makes all things cooperate for good of those who love Him. And they are called according to the purpose that He has for them. Will God be unjust for the things that are not happening to me today? How many times have we thought that God does not love us, or has forgotten us, or is no longer going to answer our prayer? Because we see the days pass and the days pass, and the answers that we hope for don't arrive, or think that God is going to act in a certain way in our life, and that when it's not happening, then we begin to stop believing and our faith is threatened by it. How many times have the words of throwing in the towel been in your mouth? Sometimes we have approached God not to thank Him for what is happening, but to ask Him, why me? How many days have you been saying to the Lord, why me, Lord? How many days have you been complaining about the situation you are living? And yes, you have prayed. Yes, you are going to church. Maybe you say, I am doing many things well. I am trying to put things in order, but I don't see that God is doing something well. When you don't understand this little word that I am going to tell you, most likely it's that we see every situation that happens in the Lord in the most difficult way and in the most crucial way. I'll explain a little more. When you understand what is the purpose of God for your life, you will be able to realize the benefits that are happening at this moment of trial or tribulation you are going through. It's worth nothing. There are tests and difficult moments that we cause ourselves with decisions we have made, decisions we make that God never told us to do. We anticipate events and think that we have the reason, and therefore we finish, forgive my expression, messing up. And the tremendous thing is that every decision we make, we will always bring a consequence, be it good or bad. And sometimes we become frustrated with God by the situation. Lord, until when are you going to solve it? And it turns out that it's simply a consequence of what and something that we did, or of a decision that we made, something that we never consulted with God, but from the experience that perhaps we thought we had. We thought that it was so. However, look, don't say that God didn't love. One, Jesus died for you. And two, once you understand His purpose in your life, you will make everything, and He will make everything good for you. Everything will cooperate for good in you. Now, in God, there is nothing wrong, because there is no evil in it. And we have to understand that principle. When you belong to God, and you know that you belong to Him because your life has been transformed, and your faith tells you, faith without works is deeds. And when you say that you believe in God, that you believe Him, then your faith is going to show. Your works are going to show what your faith is declaring. And if your works are showing what your faith is declaring, then you really believe God and trust God. Then that means you depend solely and exclusively on God. And as in Him, there is no evil, because neither God can be tempted, leading Him to fail. Because the Bible says in James chapter 1 that in God there is no evil. Therefore, He could not tempt with evil either. And if I understand that principle, then I will be able to understand that if the test that I am living now was not my product, but something that I was looking for, and that came suddenly, then I will understand that it's a strategy of God. One, to bless my life. Two, to make me stand firm. Three, to strengthen my faith. It's time for us to begin to understand what is God's strategy in my life? That's why this verse in Romans 8:28 is very clear. Sometimes we use this verse to misinterpret or apply it in our own way. Always say, Lord, but what happened? And your words say that everything will work for good and in my life. But the apostle makes a very good clarification in this verse. It makes us keep in mind two important words, love and purpose. And I want you to help me understand it, that you help me study it, because it says, and we know, version 60 says, more to those who love God, all things will work for good. To those who have been called according to their purpose, I have to ask myself then, do I really love God? Because the only way that I will understand that God is going to use the test or a difficult moment to lead me to something better, to improve my status, to improve my faith, to lead me to mature, that is when, one, I really love Him. Now, if you ask people if they believe in God, they say yes. And then you keep asking them if they love Him. They will say yes. How many times have we said that we love God? Some love Him in His own way, or that His convenience. But that's not love. Let's say that love is on the way to extinction. The word is on the way to extinction in our days. The human being has become so corrupt that he has false concept, a distorted idea of what love is. Jesus said, the one who loves me, he will keep my words. What does this mean? Keep his words. It's obedience. Knowing how to listen to what God wants for us, receive it and practice it. So in that way, if your actions are showing what your faith is declaring, you start to show that you really love God. What are the words of God? I can say that I love God when I don't even take His words to feed on it and delight in it, to be able to live it, to be able to take it into practice. You just love words, because talking is very easy, but it's costly or put into practice. Then I am really loving God. Second, purpose, which is what the word purpose means. Purpose is the original intention by which we were created. What was God's intention in allowing you to come to earth and giving you life? That is what we have to understand. What is God's call for my life? Because I am on earth. When we lack purpose, our life is meaningless. How sad it is to enter the routine of every day, to go to bed, get up the next day, to do your personal hygiene, to go to work, spend all day working, and then come home, eat, and go to sleep. And we enter into a daily routine to the point that we lose focus. We forget our purpose, our love for God. We get cold. From that cold, monotony, from that day, we will live life without meaning, without dreaming, without having vision. God did not design us for this. Now, when I lack the purpose, then I can never understand, because everything God is allowing for me, God, with each person, has a different treatment. But I want to save you. When I say that God has a different treatment with each person, I am talking about those people who have decided to surrender their lives to Jesus. God cannot operate in someone's heart who has not opened his heart, who has not opened it for Him. I want you to understand me. That's why I could not tell anyone, calm down, everything will work for good. Because if Jesus is not living in your life, there is no one taking control. That person is taking the reins of his life. And therefore, God will never operate there, because He has never been given the opportunity. So when I love God And when I find my purpose, I understand that everything that is happening around me, God will use to cooperate for good. Now you can understand it, right? So one of my biggest pieces of advice that I tell people is, don't complain to God. Learn to delight yourself in the midst of the tribulations you are experiencing, or in the midst of the trial, knowing that what God is forging in you is going to bring as a result something that you can't even imagine. The Word of God also says in Santiago, in chapter 1, from verse 2 onwards, "Dear brothers, when you have to face any kind of problems, consider it as a time to rejoice very much." Wow, what a tremendous definition Santiago gave us of the moment of the trial, right? Because he understood what his position was and what is the position of God regarding the test that he was allowing in his life. In other words, he is saying, get the juice out of your tests. Learn to delight yourself in difficult times. If you are faithful in little, you will be faithful in much. God honors those who honor him. Find your true satisfaction in God and not what happens around you. Separate God of the equation. And I want you to understand me in this part, because the fact that you behave well, that you go to church, that you pray, that you read the Bible, does not exempt you from being tested. Does not exempt you that you go through times of tribulation, which are necessary in God to take you to something better. Always understand that the product will be better. What you are going through now, you will always see a last glory greater than the first. You have a God who loves you and is forging your faith, because your faith is more precious than gold. Something great is coming and you are not seeing it. Do not blur, because the day you focus more on your pain and on what is happening around you, the day you will stop seeing that the Father who loves you and will make everything cooperate in your favor for your benefit. Everything has a result, your benefit, and that you live for what you were really born. Then do. I continue to pray, Pastor. Keep praying. Keep reading the Word. Keep having a relationship with God. Don't do it because He answers you or He doesn't answer you. Do it because you are seeing or you are not seeing. Blessed are you because you have not seen. You have believed, says the Word. Do it simply because you love God and you remain in it. Whatever happens around you, just look at it as something. They are tricks of the trade, but you have a Father who makes you more than a conqueror and gives you victory. And then he says, because you know that when faith is tested, constancy has an opportunity to develop. So let it grow, because once your constancy is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, and you will not lack anything. Wow, can you understand this marvelous word? What God gives us today is real. Today, Lord, we ask you for strength in the midst of crisis, in the middle of the trial. In the midst of these problems, forgive us because we have let this overwhelm us. Help us to focus on you, Lord, to understand something, that everything has a sense, that everything has a purpose, that you are in the middle, that your eyes are fixed on me, Lord, and I will not perish halfway. I will not be ashamed. Something wonderful you are plotting with me, Lord, and I will see it. Help me to stay in that faith that moves mountains, in that name of Jesus, and to get up today and move on. Thank you, Lord. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Blessings.